Now, verse 28 and 29. Let the stealer steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his own hands that which is good, that he may have to give to him who hath need. Let no filthy speech come out of your mouth, but if any is good for the building up, as the need may be, that it may give grace unto the hearers. Now, man by his sinful nature is a thief, and he's a liar. And it's natural to be that way. May I say to you, when I was a boy, we always, during the year, a bunch of boys, a gang that I ran with, and they were mean. I'll tell you very frankly, they were mean. As I've often said, I was the only good boy in the crowd. But you know, we used to go and steal watermelons during the watermelon season. And I'm of the opinion the owner might have given us one, but they tasted better if we swiped them. And then we'd steal peaches and apples out of orchards. I tell you, wasn't anything safe. And we'd steal eggs and take them down during the wintertime to the old Buzzard Creek, and we would roast them and then hunt rabbits. And just naturally a thief, by the way. Then I was converted, and I haven't held up a bank or a market or anything like that. But I was riding here several years ago down a certain highway on a country road, in fact, going to see a man. And he had a marvelous, wonderful watermelon patch. And you know my temptation? I actually stopped. I got out of the car. I thought, I think I'll go over and get me a watermelon. Then I thought, well, wait a minute. I'm going to see the man. He'll give me one. And there's no reason for me to do this. And I got back in the car and drove on. But you know, I almost went in his patch and took one without being asked. And I told him my experience. And he laughed and he said, you know, I might have shot you if you'd have gone in that watermelon patch. He said, I've had a lot in there stealing my watermelons, and they're pretty valuable today. So it's in our hearts, friends. We're just naturally that way. Now, Paul says that we're not to steal anymore, even when it may look like it's all right. And he's not to get rich for his own selfish ends, but he's to help others, you see, with whatever he has that's surplus. Today, there are many fine Christian ministries that lag and wilt for lack of funds. Why? Because a lot of God's children are not given as they should give. That's quite evident. Then he mentions filthy speech. And it means that which is rotten or putrid. An uncontrolled tongue in the mouth of a believer is an index to a corrupt life. Believers who use the shady or questionable story, they reveal a heart of wickedness. Because you know what's in the well of the heart will eventually come up through the bucket of the mouth. And the speech of the believer should be on the high plane of instructing and communicating encouragement to other believers. You can have fun and enjoy life. Humor's all right, but gracious to deal with that which is dirty and filthy today. Now, he goes on here to deal with something that we want to deal with, and this is quite wonderful. He says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, in whom ye were sealed, until or for the day of redemption. Now, the day of redemption is that day that the Holy Spirit will present you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he's a person. The Holy Spirit's a person here that can be grieved, therefore. When what is it that grieves him? Well, the offenses which grieve the Holy Spirit, they've already been listed. That's what we've been talking about. When you lie as a Christian, that grieves the Holy Spirit. When you have dirty thoughts, that grieves the Holy Spirit. And when a person is grieved, what happened? Well, it's no fellowship. He can't work in your life. But notice what he says. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, though. You're sealed till the day of redemption. Now, you can grieve the Holy Spirit, but you can't grieve him away because you've been sealed unto the day of redemption. How wonderful this is. From the moment that you're regenerated, the Holy Spirit seals you, as we've already seen in this, and he will present you to the Lord Jesus Christ someday. And in the meantime, you can grieve him. Now, what is the difference today, really, between Christians? The real difference between Christians is those who live with a grieved Holy Spirit and those who live with an ungrieved Holy Spirit. That's the difference.